This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
BLM in trouble. The terrorist group Black Lives Terrorize. That's what it should be, BLT. Black Lives Terrorist. That's what I'd call them. They are in trouble. Now they want to apologize because they didn't realize they weren't supposed to be using these gifts, these donations to buy millions of dollars of homes to enrich themselves. They're supposed to actually go out and do something with this money, not just spend it on themselves. But you know what these black charities, these leftist charities are about? They are about making themselves rich. Now, Melissa and I have had a charity. We've gotten over 1,000 kids there, forever families. And guess what we got out of it? We put money in. We currently run a charity that, I'm going to tell you, we probably have matched dollar for dollar the money that's been given to us. I'm talking tens of thousands of dollars that have gone into it. We're not looking to gain. In fact, I told my team right now, I said, you're going to go find us the people that we're going to help. Sent out Lawrence and said, go find me the at-risk families and the at-risk kids we're going to help to get into Hillsdale, that we're going to help get into the colleges or the vocational schools or their choices, etc. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to prove it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. For those of you who are going to get an email or have gotten it, on our backstage pass, which is our levels that you can get to get free merch, get into our events and stuff like that, et cetera. I'm so thankful for the ones that we sent it to who are already members because you've donated. Thank you guys so much. Some of them I call you out on the show. Contact me if you want, you know, to give you a shout out. Happy to do it. Thank you for every penny you've ever donated to us to get our projects out. Because here's what I can tell you, as God is my witness, it has never been done selfishly. Never. We have given as much as we've gotten. It certainly is a per capita percentage. My family sacrifices every single day for this cause. That's a fact. I'd love for somebody to audit us. Please do. We are so squeaky clean, it's ridiculous. I'm owed money back in so many ways I can't even describe it. I'm glad you guys are with me because I'm going to talk to you this hour about the craziness of the left. Joe Biden, I'm going to run for president. Joe Biden ain't going anywhere near the White House in 2024. He'll be lucky to survive this term. But there are many, many other things that are out there. Black Lives Matter. Oh, my gosh, we're so sorry. Here's what this girl said about filing Form 990s, just so you could know where the money's going. Here's what she says. And the Black Lives Matter founder triggered over this.
It's a really good question. I think, you know, first of all, number one, I actually did not know what 990s were before all of this happened.
It's confusing.
So part of the opportunity here is to educate.
Yes.
Our folks, like, something's being weaponized against us that many people don't even know and honestly don't care about.
I didn't know about them until they started asking us for them for COVID relief funds. I said, you need my 990s.
Yes.
I had to call the accountant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the accountant handled that. Like, I don't know what that is. It is such a trip now to hear the word, the term 990s. I'm like, ugh, it's like triggering.
April 15th is next week.
Yo, but
I want you to understand the abject ignorance that these women are displaying. Don't know the term 990, that you got to file these for your charity, or in the case of this other lady, for accepting COVID relief funds. I didn't realize that, but that's her excuse. I want you to understand this. That's her excuse for going to spend millions of dollars in houses. How does that help the black cause? You know what they called them? They called them safe houses. This is so amazing that that's the excuse. She says the 990s are used, they're weaponized against us. In other words, we get this money in, we should be able to do whatever we want with this money. There should be no accountability. If you want to hold me accountable to this money, you're a racist. That will be the next statement out of their mouths at some point. Trust me. That's what they're thinking.
That's for white people. That ain't for us. This is our reparations. We deserve this. We have earned this. And all these stupid white enablers that give these clowns money. And let me tell you something, conservative movement, conservative people. You think you're helping a lot of our so-called conservative groups. These are people who are living relatively lavish lifestyles and accomplishing nothing. They take pictures. They go to parties. They pretend that they're all movers and shakers. And at the end of the day, they are none of the above. They're out for themselves. I used to deal with a group. They collected lots of money from the email list. You know, we're going to go up on the hill. We're going to fight for you. We're going to do all this stuff. And I would go, when are we going to start fighting? You know, because I had all these projects. And they go, they brought me in because they say, Kevin, you have actual projects that will make us look good. We can start funding your projects. Ask me how many of my projects got funded with the millions of dollars these guys made in the year that I was with them. Zero. You know the answer. Oh, they talked a good game, kept me around, you know, just, okay, well, come be a spokesperson for this, do that, do this. I'm going, okay, this is fine, guys, but when are you going to start doing this fundraising effort for me so I can get in the field and what I consider to be what high touch, we call it high touch, where you're interacting with the people you're helping. You're getting in there. You're getting rolling up your sleeves and saying, how can I help you? Didn't happen. Group made lots of money, paid for a dude's house, you know, paid for a nice lifestyle. They took a lot of trips and, you know, bought a lot of lavish dinners and had a couple of events. But at the end of the day, nobody got helped. The American citizens who donated every day thinking that something was going to get done on the hill, nothing. And you know what they would do? They would live off of the works of other people. Oh, well, you know, this just happened and, you know, look at what happened. We got Hillary's, you know, laptop. Well, that might have been another group that got that, but they acted like they did it. I'm telling you, I'm just giving you this is the dirtiness of this industry. And what's so sad about it, there's a group on Reddit. A conservative group that has 900,000 people. And I put a tweet out, a thing out on Reddit that said, all of us collectively, if we got together on any issue, we would be so formidable, the left couldn't handle it. They couldn't. But to get conservatives to come together and do this is amazing. But BLM ripping people off publicly, and what do they do? Well, we apologize. They fess up to having all these mansions. They call them safe mansions. I mean, safe houses. It's a scam, folks. I'm tired of you being scammed. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-12-59.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Are you polling your Democrat or your leftist friends? Are you asking them questions about Joe Biden? Or are you just kind of letting it slide? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I go out every day on Twitter. I ask Democrats, hey, what do you think about Ukraine? How many people now are running for their lives? How many people are now in refugee status from Ukraine? Who, by the way, remind me how this all started with Joe. Wasn't it Joe Biden's comment that said, you know, if Russia just goes in for a little bit, we'll be okay with it? Remind me of that. Oh, by the way, how's that inflation working for you? How are the gas prices? How are the food prices? How are your kids doing? Oh, did he pay off those student loans he promised to pay off? Whatever. You've got a litany of things you can be discussing with the Democrats. Oh, you know what? That Hunter Biden, he maybe isn't quite the guy you've touted him out to be, Joe. The big guy. How's that working out for the leftists, that story about Hunter? You think it's going to play out well for Hunter Biden and the Biden family? And I've just begun to talk about what's going on with the Democrats. You know the problems. Yet, Yet, the Democrats continue to act as if they've got a show. Well, some of them do anyway. Donna Brazile, we played her clip earlier. Here's what I want to, before we jump off Hunter Biden here. Why does Congress have to change for us to look into the Hunter Biden story? Let me ask you, if this were a Trump kid, would you need Congress to change? I wouldn't be like, oh, I hope we win back Congress so they can drop the charges against Donald Trump Jr. We would want justice. You know, the Democrats, nobody's crying. Look, Democrats, I want to hear Democrats saying, look, this is not fair. What Hunter Biden did and where we are now with this Hunter Biden, this transcends politics. This should be something that bipartisan we want to understand and get to the bottom of. You hearing any of that? I haven't heard a single Democrat say, you know what? This lie that was told, this media lie for 18 months, this cover up needs to be explored. We can't let Americans think that Hunter Biden can get away with something that other people couldn't. We can't have a two-tier justice. I haven't heard one person say that. Maybe you have. Kevin Jackson, you can contact us at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We don't need a regime change to get to talk about this. In the previous segment, we talked to you about Elizabeth Warren saying the Democrats got to get their act together if they think they're going to win in the midterms. The only possibility for the Democrats to win in the midterms, there's only one. It is the same possibility of what it took for them to win in 2020. Cheating. And let me tell you, if they think it's going to be as easy this time, good luck. Good luck. Joe Biden says, they say that he told Obama that he's planning to run for re-election in 2024. This is according to two sources that talk to The Hill. The admission to Obama, they write, is the latest indication that Biden is likely to run for a second term. I just gave you every reason why Joe Biden cannot, will not run for a second term. He'll be lucky to be alive in 2 years. I'm not saying that's wishing anything bad on him. I'm just saying he'll be lucky to be alive. But they claim that he's so confident that he can beat Donald Trump, he's going to be the only choice. During a press conference in Brussels last month, he told reporters he'd be very fortunate to run against his rival in the 2020 election, former President Trump. I want you to understand, folks, the level of dementia you have to suffer to, one, believe that you beat Trump the first time, and two, based on your record, you are actually got the nerve to say you want to face him again. Biden wants to run. He's clearly letting everyone know, said one of the two sources familiar with the conversations between Obama and Biden. Let me tell you something, folks. Please pay attention to these words. Joe Biden, if he continues down this path, the powers that be are going to cut him off at the knees. Let me tell you how you're going to know when Joe Biden gets cut off. When he shuts up. When he shuts up. I don't know what would make him say this. Desperation? Dementia? I truly don't. They say the source also said that Biden, despite his faltering approval ratings, remains the most likely Democratic candidate to defeat Trump. You want to talk about living on a lie. If we let this happen again, shame on us. There are many groups out there fighting this. Precinct projects where they're, you know, getting Republican, real Republicans and running for the government. I know there's a guy out there, his name is Steve. I forget, is it Steve Stern, who's running the precinct project. There's Catherine Engelbrecht, who's got True the Vote. There are people out there who are putting in precinct watchers. Groups out there in Arizona called, it's called America PAC, P-A-C-K. These are the groups that are out there working their butts off to make sure this cheat doesn't happen. They're putting the heat on these attorneys generals and these governors and a host of other people. because Joe Biden is delusional. He's running on a lie. If he's going to try to run on 2024 on another lie. Now, the good news is nobody's going to defeat Trump. Oh, I know. People out there, Kevin, Donald Trump, he's so divisive, whatever. Well, look, okay, well, who are we going to run? Elon Musk? Who do you want? Donald Trump can and will win again. And I'll tell you, there are elements of Donald Trump's style I don't like. I'm not talking about his bombast. I'm talking about his ability to pick the right people. I'm not impressed. But I am impressed with his results. Anyway, Biden goes on, I believe he thinks he's the only one who can beat Trump. I don't think there's anyone in the Democratic Party who can beat Trump, and that's the biggest factor. I think it's insulting to conservatives, to this country, that there are a swath of people out there who, one, believe that Biden defeated Trump legitimately, and two, think he could do it again. I want you to understand what they're telling you. They're saying they prefer a brain-dead, feckless moron who now we have his record over the guy that we chose who was a rock star in everything except Wu Flu. They also want to convince us with this piece of drivel that Barack Obama now favors Joe Biden for re-election. Did you see the video of Barack Obama ignoring Joe Biden in the White House? Barack Obama doesn't want Joe Biden. The Democratic Party doesn't want Joe Biden. The elites that run this country don't. Short break, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees.
It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Jurors have acquitted a former doctor from Central Ohio accused of 14 counts of murder.
We, the jury in this case, being duly impaneled and sworn, find the defendant not guilty as to count one of the indictment for murder and not guilty to any lesser offense.
Dr. William Husell was accused of ordering lethal amounts of fentanyl and other drugs for ICU patients at a hospital between 2015 and 2018. This is USA Radio News. Actor Johnny Depp is continuing to testify Wednesday in his defamation case against his former wife, actress Amber Heard. Depp claiming he suffered a lot of verbal abuse in his marriage with Heard and that it began to take a toll on him as the years went on.
Small insults and kind of teenage or high school tactics. This bullying, if you will, was becoming too much to take.
Depp filing the lawsuit in 2019 after Heard made accusations that she suffered domestic violence when they were married. Federal prosecutors have charged about 20 people in the past 2 weeks with allegedly engaging in various fraud schemes related to the COVID-19 pandemic that amounted to about $150 million in improper government payments. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love watching leftists have to squirm at everything that's going on right now in their world. Jon Stewart, you remember him, right? On The Daily Show? Jon Stewart got super popular. Jon Stewart thought he was somebody special. He retired from The Daily Show, and you know what? He's gotten tired of that. His name is Leibowitz, just in case you're curious, his real name. So Jon Stewart decided he would come out of retirement. The show he launched is called The Problem with Jon Stewart. It launched on Apple TV in September. If you don't realize that, don't feel bad. Neither does anybody else. It is a flop. It can't compete with even other shows that, quite frankly, aren't doing that well either. The show's first episode was seen by 180,000 U.S. homes in the first week that it debuted. This was in the fall of last year. There's a firm that measures them, kind of like Nielsen or whatever they're called, Samba. The numbers dropped 78% to 40,000 by his fifth episode, which aired last month. Stewart's comic rival, the British John Oliver, pulled in 844,000 views for a March episode of his show, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which, by the way, if any conservative were to get on TV with a show, you'd do those kind of numbers or better. Just to put it in perspective, Tucker Carlson does three times those numbers every day, and John Oliver's show is once a week on HBO. I don't know how big their audience is, but HBO has a massive audience. So anyway, Jon Stewart didn't want to comment about this bad news, but he did hint about his troubles in a recent monologue. I didn't see it, but here's what he said. Thank you for watching, but my guess is you didn't. This was at the end of his premiere show. You're probably just going to look at aggregated clips of it somewhere on YouTube where you pirate Ted Lasso. You don't even know how to get Apple TV, do you? So it's a tongue-in-cheek thing to say, my audience would be bigger if you knew how to get Apple TV, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to be deferential to himself, but act as if, no, I'm still funny. I'm still relevant. Jon Stewart wasn't relevant on The Daily Show, in as much as Trevor Noah is. Jon Stewart was markedly more funny than Noah, but it was still writers writing the stuff about, that they told him to say. He didn't really believe it. He just said it. John Stewart is getting woke from woke, and he doesn't know how to handle it. And the other thing he doesn't know how to, and why am I telling you this? You're going, Kevin, I don't care about John Stewart. The bigger issue is this. The people that they tell you are a big deal are not a big deal. It takes them quitting their job to figure out, you're not that big of a deal. Nobody cared about you. Or did they? If they did, you should be asking yourself, why don't they now? Well, it's a combination of both. They didn't care about you nearly as much as you thought then. It was the fact that you went on TV every day, you were given the bully pulpit, you said what they believed everybody wanted to, you to say and what they wanted to hear, but when it's all said and done, you're irrelevant. Let me give you a hint, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. These people are irrelevant to a person, every one of them. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, no, let them leave and they will find out that nobody cares. And Stephen Colbert, nobody cares. If Stephen Colbert just did his little voiceover in Disney animated features, good for him. The idea that these people believe themselves to be relevant cracks me up. And I love this story because John Stewart is one. He believed the hype. He believed, you know, I'm going to leave. I made a lot of money. And believe it or not, he started coming towards us. I don't wish him any bad luck. I think he's finally getting a little bit more woke. But I love that he's getting a wake-up call for people to go, you know what? You're not as big of a deal as you thought you were. But he's not the only one getting woke. I want to move on to talk about somebody else. And his name is Jack Dorsey. He was the guy who used to run Twitter. So let me tell you what happens to Jon Stewart, what's happened to many of the media guys that got caught up in the Me Too movement, and even Twitter's Jack Dorsey tells me this. A social media shakeup, a shakeup of leftism is occurring. Now, on the social media side, Trump drove the shakeup initially when he started hinting, I'm going to get into this other thing, Truth Social, but he failed. And he's failed miserably. But Elon Musk ignited this revolution that we're now finding ourselves in, excuse me. This battle royale of social media is not going to go away. This was not just Musk throwing a ripple, you know, a pebble in the ocean and looking for a ripple. This guy brought in a meteor and it hit the ocean and it created a tidal wave. I'll talk more on that in a bit. Maybe if we get to it. If not, we'll do a whole show on Elon Musk because he's an interesting guy. And I wasn't a fan of Musk early on. I'll put that in full disclosure. The New York Post wrote this. Twitter's founder and former top boss, Jack Dorsey, slammed the company's board of directors, even as the embattled executives are locked in a dispute over whether to accept billionaire Elon Musk's $43 billion offer to buy the social media platform. Dorsey criticized the board in response to a post in which a user quipped that the company's early beginning was, quote, mired in plots and coups among its founding executives. He says, it's consistently been the dysfunction of the company. He says later, when asked by another user if he was allowed to say this about Twitter's board, Dorsey replied no. Dorsey is saying the board is not doing its due diligence. And let me tell you why I think he's saying this. He might get a lot of that Elon Musk money. I don't know how many shares of Twitter stock he has, but it's probably enough to make him a billionaire. In another tweet, Dorsey responded to a user who quoted venture capitalist Fred Destin as praising a Silicon Valley proverb that holds, good boards don't create good companies, but a bad board will kill a company every time. Dorsey responded, big facts. He's criticizing Twitter's board. You're starting to see he didn't even believe in what was going on with the board. Look, folks, these woke millennials, whatever they call themselves, they're getting it. They're starting to understand that, as Elon Musk said, with my offer to buy Twitter, you figured out that this has nothing to do with money. This is about ideology. It has nothing to do with fair speech or, you know, free speech. It's about political ideology and control of, and that's what this is about. And there's no amount of money that he could have offered to where these people would have been like, oh man, that would be great. Yeah, we love it. You know, everybody benefits, our shareholders. We did exactly what a company is supposed to do. I still say to Elon Musk, why buy these guys? $5 billion, not even that much to be honest, but $5 billion and you're in business instantaneously. With his clout, he could bring millions of people over instantaneously, or he could buy them. Okay, spend $5 million to build it, spend $5 billion to bring people over. Run all kinds of incentives. Bring people in. Get them talking. Why would you do this? This is why I said I don't think Musk really wants to buy them. Anyway, Dorsey went on. He says, he knows that CNN promotes false news reporting because he witnessed them, the what they call the far left network, whoever wrote this, try to cause conflict during the Ferguson, Missouri riots back in 2014. Well, I happen to know a lot about that. I was all over TV and I was on CNN in Ferguson. I think I told you guys a story. We're riding through Ferguson. It is an amazingly beautiful little town outside of that little area where Michael Brown Jr. was killed. You go up there, and the CNN camera crew were like, you know, well, who lives in these houses? And I went, black folks. Who do you think? This guy was shocked. He thought, he was like, these are some nice homes. I'm talking about sitting way back on the property. Lots, 2-3 acres. Beautiful homes. And, of course, the occasional black guy was out mowing his yard or raking his leaves or whatever. And these people at CNN were like, what is this? What little drop of paradise am I in? Is this really Ferguson? I'm like, dude, this is the majority of Ferguson. You wouldn't know it from what Obama and Eric Holder were saying. Anyway, Dorsey is now going, y'all are liars. I know exactly what was happening. You know, I know when you were creating false narratives. That's why I say beware of the fact checkers in social media.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It won't be perfect, but I think we want to really have, like I said, the perception and reality that speech is as free as reasonably possible. And a good sign as to whether there's free speech is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like? And if that is the case, then we have free speech. And it's damn annoying when someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is a sign of a healthy, functioning free speech situation.
That, of course, was Elon Musk. And his contention is that free speech should win the way. He had actually said earlier that if you have to make a choice between do I want you to say it or not, err on the side of letting you say it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. As we all know, Musk put in a bid for Twitter, and they rejected the bid, and then he was doing a TED Talk, and they asked him about a plan B. Now, look, I don't know what the guy's worth, a couple hundred billion dollars. I saw a thing about how much Tesla stock is worth. I had it for a little while and sold it. I hate that I did. But what its value is compared to the Dow, it's redonkey-donk ridiculous as to how much your money would be worth if you had invested $1,000 in Tesla. But anyway, here's what Elon Musk had to say about a plan B.
Okay, so you don't like to lose. If in this case you are not successful in, you know, the board does not accept your offer, you've said you won't go higher, is there a plan B?
There is.
I think we would like to hear a little bit about plan B.
For another time, I think.
Another time?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to tell you, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I really like how the pauses, they were perfect. Is there a plan B? It was perfectly timed. Can we hear about it? At another time. Now, if you're Twitter and you're the management team, you got to be pretty scared. And here's the thing about Musk. Musk is not some zealot on one side or the other. He's a libertarian. He's Bernie, what's his face, Sanders on steroids. Because he's Bernie's a communist and a vowed socialist, but I'm saying he's an independent who's got money, who's unabashed in, look, I'm not going to apologize for wealth. I'm not going to apologize for being able to think and say what I want to say. Good for him. And he resonates with everybody, folks. Young people are watching this guy. Musk is not that young, but he comes off as a young cat, you know, kind of a hipster. I don't approve of, you know, I don't smoke dope, but if he wants to, great. I don't like that he's letting other people believe that it's okay, especially kids. But what I'm getting at is even that is something that I remember when he did it. I remember when he lit up a joint and smoked it. I remember thinking, man, the people that have Tesla stock should be scared to death. But they weren't. And at the end of the day, look. If he smokes dope and he can build a company like this and have the vision that he has for where he wants to take technology, good for him. I was watching a show the other day. It looks like we're going to have these short, small vehicles that will take you from place to place. Remember flying cars? Now they're talking about them being electric. EV, electric flying vehicles. Now, in full disclosure, one of them crashed. But one of the companies stole the guy who developed the battery technology for Tesla away, and he's putting batteries on steroids so they can fly. This airplane's like 450 pounds, and it's a little more than that, but I know it's not light, and it can carry four passengers and a pilot. So you're figuring, you know, another 1,500 pounds of payload. That's not a small aircraft. And they're trying to figure out how long this thing can go with the payload and all that. But as I said, it crashed. I wouldn't want to be the guinea pig. Give me a parachute. There's not a lot of ways to bail out of this thing, I'll tell you that. But anyway, the point is, you can look to Musk to revolutionizing that technology, going further, buying up those companies at some point. It's an amazing dude. Anyway, Twitter's got to be shaking in their boots for a variety of reasons, and some you've heard me talk about. You get a tenured offer for $43 billion, you pass it up, you open yourself up for litigation, and you pass it up based on ideology, not based on, oh, he's reckless, he tears companies apart, he's a raider, a corporate raider. Elon Musk is none of those things. You know what he is? He's a free speech zealot. Now, between us girls, I said it before, I'll say it again, why would he put this much money in a company that he could build from scratch probably within days. I don't know how much money Trump has, but I'll tell you this. If Trump were truly a thought leader on this, Truth Social would be blasting. I told you guys, I said if Truth Social does what it's capable of doing, Donald Trump can make sure that fake news and the media never impede an election again in America if he did it right. But I wasn't sure he would. I was hesitant. I was telling everybody to put their money in the stock initially because it was going up on the prospect, but then it launched. And then it was like, okay, disappointment. Elon Musk could put $2 billion into software, make it impervious to attackers, bring millions of people over instantaneously, and start the conversation. Can you imagine if he did that? Then he brought... He just paid. Just think about the money that he would be saving from Twitter. He could bring social media influences over immediately. He could do so many clever and creative things with that site you wouldn't even remember. What is that other one? Twisty? I can't remember what it was. That's what you'd be saying about Twitter. Anyway, Twitter's board of directors, Elon Musk, been tweeting out over the past few days. He said, hey, you wouldn't make any money if you were on Twitter's board. I looked at it. Twitter's board members and their fees that are paid in cash and stock. And here's what you can say. Let me tell you what this board represents. Leftist privilege. No wonder they implemented a poison pill. So they got names on here like Alamayehu, Jesse Cohen. So Alamayehu looks like she's probably African. It's Mimi. Jesse Cohen, I'm going to say he's probably Jewish. Egon Durban, don't know, probably Czechoslovakian. Martha Lane Fox, white woman. Fifi Lee, I'm guessing white woman, probably. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, a woman, African. Omid Kordestani, guessing she's some Pakistani or something like that. Patrick Pichette. Lefty. David Rosenblatt, lefty, Jewish. Brett Taylor, might be a brother. And Robert Zolik. And then they tell you what they made. The lowest paid one, $2,900. The highest paid, $106,000. This is in cash. Every one of the board of directors got at least $224,000 in stock awards, except one, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. And the reason for it is Ngozi resigned the board. There have been a couple of them that have resigned, by the way. Yep. So they give this chart on it. But only one member, an African, got less than $248,000 in compensation. So I'd pull the race card on them. Dr. Okonjo-Iweala resigned from the board last year, or she would likely have cashed in for big money. Was she forced out? Consider that an African woman resigned from Twitter's board. I'd certainly like more information on it. And if there are any investigative journalists out there, how about you look into that and get back with us? KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. But regardless of this, look at the rest of these people. Disgusting elitists profiteering from a fake news social media platform. And you can bet none of these people need this crazy amount of money to do absolutely nothing. Oh, I know. You're going to say, Kevin, to serve on a board is honorable, and the board helps guide the company through rough waters and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. It's an affirmative action board full of woke people, mostly hired to pretend to show diversity, equity, and inclusion, also known as DEI. So here's what most of us would have done for $150,000, much less $250,000. But if I were on that board, I would undercut the board members and agree to a lot less money. I don't think I'd go to zero. But this board isn't doing anything. They get together in these amazing locations and laugh at the sodomite who weren't selected to be on the board. And just for the record,
putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I joke about his crack habit, have him cracking up, pun intended, at himself as I describe his white privileged filled life.